I know that wherever he is, he's thinking of wanting to be with me. I know he's longing to be with me. I know he's longing to be passing his hand through me hair, to be caressing me neck, to fondle me hand and to feel me kisses clinging to his mouth. And he stands wherever he is because he's brave? No, but because he's a coward. I tell you, they're afraid to say they're afraid. Oh, I saw it. I saw it, Mrs. Gogan. At the barricade in North King Street, I saw fear glowing in all their eyes. And in the middle of the street was something huddled up in a horrible, tangled heap. His face was jammed against the stones, and his arm was twisted round his back. And every twist of his body was a cry against the terrible thing that had happened to him. And I saw they were afraid to look at it. And some of them laughed at me. But the laugh was a frightened one. And some of them shouted at me. But the shout had in it the shiver of fear. I tell you, they were afraid. Afraid! The agony I'm in since he left me has thrust away every rough thing he done and every unkind word he spoke. Only the blossoms that grew out of our lives are before me now, shaking their colors before my face and breathing their sweet scent on every thought springing up in me mind till sometimes, Mrs. Gogan, sometimes I think I'm going mad.